By the middle of the 19th century, a new form of denial achieved great influence, especially in the United States. The new doctrine, associated with the name of Herbert Spencer, was social Darwinism. In economic life, as in biological development, the overriding rule was survival of the fittest. That phrase, survival of the fittest, came, in fact, not from Charles Darwin, but from Spencer, and expressed his view of economic life. The elimination of the poor is nature's way of improving the race. The weak and unfortunate being extruded, the quality of the human family is thus strengthened. One of the most notable American spokespersons of social Darwinism was John D. Rockefeller, the first Rockefeller, who said in a famous speech, "The American beauty rose can be produced in the splendor and fragrance which bring cheer to its beholder only by sacrificing the early buds which grow up around it." And so it is in economic life. It is merely the working out of a law of nature and a law of God. In the course of the present century, however, social Darwinism came to be considered a bit too cruel. It declined in popularity, and references to it acquired a condemnatory tone. We passed on to the more amorphous denial of poverty associated with Calvin Coolidge and Herbert Hoover. They held that public assistance to the poor interfered with the effective operation of the economic system, that such assistance was inconsistent with the economic design that had come to serve most people very well. The notion that there is something economically damaging about helping the poor remains with us to this day as one of the ways by which we get them off our conscience.